From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Centers there on the other side of the glass. He'll make sure that our interview is podcasted shortly thereafter. You can check it out on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or just go to the WKOK podcast page. You can link to all of those places from the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. So we'd just love to have you on board. In the studio with us now, Scott Fabrizio is here. He's an assistant to the Pennsylvania Board of Freedom Fighters Outdoors, and that's a group that's a national group that's making a big impact locally when it comes to helping veterans enjoy the outdoors, whether it's just a hike or fishing or hunting or doing some trap shooting, that kind of thing. They're making sure that some of these veterans that might have mobility issues or other dilemmas get an opportunity to do so. So, Scott, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Nice to interview you. This, of course, I've seen you next door on our sister station, 94KX, a half a dozen times, and that's because you work out at Rusty Rail with all the beers and opportunities there, and their Try It Tuesday is always a great chance.
Yeah, it's nice to bring a couple beverages to the guys.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in, yeah, so thank you so much. We want to remind folks that all of our Military Appreciation Month appearances on Sunrise are sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck. They're making sure that this is brought up and talked about, and they're a great supporter of veterans, and they are veterans. So they're part of those folks who serve in the U.S. in that way. Well, it is serving servants is really what this Freedom Fighters Outdoors is about. Lots of folks do know about them about here, but remind folks that don't know what the group's all about.
So we're a national 501c3 group. We take veterans, combat injured veterans, on all expense paid outdoor adventures. Like you said, hunting, fishing, some sporting events, concerts. We have an event coming up in September. We're looking at doing some trap shooting coming up as well. But these are all expense paid. I mean, we'll do the room and board for them if they need gas to get there, any kind of hunting equipment. We try to make sure this is an event just so they could come out, enjoy themselves, have a good time, meet other veterans, kind of link up and just talk about what their experiences were.
And these are veterans who are combat injured or service-related injuries?
Yes, yes. Whether it's PTSD, severe, you know, we have a guy who was in a wheelchair. He came out and did a great hunt with us this past hunting season. We're not going to turn any veteran down. If they need the help, we're going to provide it for them.
All right, so that's a hunt that was provided for that individual, but you do some other things. And we should talk about the fact that this is a national organization, to be sure, based out of Florida, I think.
Correct, right? Lighthouse Point, Florida.
Okay, so, but local, doing things locally, serving people locally.
Yes, we're based out of Florida. However, our chapter, we take any funds that we bring in, we keep here in Pennsylvania. We keep right here in our backyard. The veterans we take on hunts are from our backyard. If somebody would donate to us, I could guarantee that money's going to stay local, and we're going to use it whether it's out at Martha's Game Farm, on a hunting trip somewhere down in Catawissa maybe. Everything we do is going to be local. These veterans are from the local backyards. Probably some of them went to high school and you see around town. These are all, I mean, I can't stress it enough. It's local, local, local.
Well, and I think you've been out at March Gap View, as you mentioned, a couple of times. You've been down there, and they're kind enough. Half the time, you don't even have to pay for some of the pheasants that they provide and the things that are associated.
Yeah, they do a great job with us. They were with us from my best friend, BJ Carpentier, started with this group. He called them up, and they're like, yes, what can we do to help? What do you need? And provided anything for us.
Now, you will also, you mentioned September 19th. That is a fundraiser for Freedom Fighters Outdoors. Just tell us real quickly what that's all about.
So we're going to be at Penn's Tavern with Michelle Mertz for her father, Neil. We're going to do a get-together, do a fundraiser, hopefully raise some money to honor him and put it towards a great event coming up.
All right. Well, fantastic. So we'll keep for that top of the mind as that event gets close. This is a right fit for you. You're not a veteran. I'm not a veteran. But, you know, when we have an opportunity to help or to raise up past or current soldiers or past veterans, we do so. Explain why you're doing this.
Years ago when I was working at Durdock Brothers, one of my best friends, BJ Carpentier, he went on this hunt and he came back, and just hearing the excitement and everything that he was telling me about, I had to get involved. I had to help. And I feel that more people should help. Like, these are guys that fought for us, that almost sacrificed their life for us. The least we can do is help them out. So we started doing fundraisers back then. With Dirt Ox, with Bruiser, Sports Grill, and Shemokin, we started building this thing. And then we got Rusty Rail involved, and we started building. Again, local. So then it went from there to, we were out at Martha's Game Farm. Then we had Southern Columbia grad Josh Weiser donate a knife to us. He was a Forge and Fire champion. We
had another TV competition.
TV competition, yeah,
knives.
Forge and Fire. Nate Richards at Scattered Acre Farm, another Southern Columbia grad, donated doe tags to us to take some veterans out. We have Mosser's Ale House, The Wayside, donating all this to us. We had a guy, Mike Morgan, said, I would love to take my dogs and give these guys a rabbit hunt. And we're like, all right, let's go. And it was a blast. I mean, he's a trip. Just listening to him argue with his buddy Ron the whole time. And the veterans, I really think they have such a good time just getting together, having fun, laughing, joking. And again, the community behind us, it was amazing, because when I first started with helping out, I was a little nervous. I was like, well, where are we going to get this help from? And then the onpouring from everybody just is amazing. You know, so many people are willing to help, willing to donate. What do we need? Hey, can I donate a case of water? Sure. You know, anything. It's amazing, the community support behind us, and hopefully we can keep it going.
You hear yes a lot from a lot of folks when you're talking about this.
Yes.
Freedom Fighters Outdoors.
Yes.
People want to get on board. And I think what you're describing are outdoor activities for veterans, which are the same kind of activities you or I might do. You know, I don't think twice about, you know, sneaking a couple hours after work and running up the tree stand in the fall and seeing what I can see. It's a big deal if you're a wounded vet or you're suffering in some way or disabled in some way, but you're trying to make sure that this normal activity happens.
Oh, yeah. We're trying to get these guys out, get them on hunting trips. Even so much, a couple months back, we did an event at Rusty Rail where it was just, hey, come hang out outside, get together, listen to music, have a couple drinks, and just that camaraderie of standing around, having a beer, talking to people was just great for those guys.
Well, and this is an opportunity for folks to get involved, because if folks wish to support Freedom Fighters Outdoors, they can do so. How can folks help?
If you can go on our website, freedomfighteroutdoors.org, there's a donation or a donate button you could hit on. You could donate there. If you ever see myself, BJ Carpentier, you could get us on Facebook, or if you see us, you know, we could always set something up. Or if you know a veteran that would want to sign up, give me a call, shoot me an email, a Facebook message, anything like that. I could walk you through the steps and get some other veterans involved, because, you know, believe it or not, that's probably one of the toughest parts we have, is getting veterans to sign up for this, because most of them will say, hey, give it to somebody else, let somebody else do it. And we want those guys to come out and do it and experience the good times.
One of our good local veterans says, don't forget to mention the fishing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we did.
No, we didn't talk about that. We have some fishing stuff coming up with the Buffalo Creek watershed. We're going to take some guys out fly fishing, so it should be a good time.
Yeah, this is a great work that you're doing, and a lot of folks realize that. Freedom Fighters Outdoors. Scott Fabrizio here. You might see him out at Rusty Rail. He's helping with the outreach and sales out there to make sure that that place is brought up and talked about regionally. We'll see you September 19th at Penn's Tavern. Go to the freedomfightersoutdoors.org and check it out, because some public events are listed there. There's some things that the general public can participate in. And support the sponsors, March Gap View Hunting Preserve, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, and a wide range of other good businesses that you've mentioned along the way. Penn's Tavern as well. These are folks that are kind of on board. Well, we have a moment left. I'll give you an open mic. Anything else to add? Hey,
if anybody knows any veterans that want to get involved with Freedom Fighter Outdoors, sign up for us. If you see me on Facebook, or if you see me with Rusty Rail out somewhere and you have a question, feel free to ask me anything. I got the more veterans we can get involved, the better it is. And if you just want to donate or anything like that, get a hold of us. We'll definitely help out.
All right, Freedom Fighters Outdoors. Scott Fabrizio is an assistant to the Pennsylvania board member. What happens is they have an East Coast board, and Pennsylvania has a membership, and you're doing a lot of work assisting that Pennsylvania representative, and obviously just doing a lot of the work, period, to make sure this happens. Thank you, Scott. Thanks
Thank you.
For all you're doing. Thanks for your service to veterans.
It's a great thing. I wish more people would do it.
FreedomFightersOutdoors.org.